The views expressed on this show by guests and the hosts on issues outside of the 9/11 controlled demolition evidence are the opinions of those individuals alone and do not necessarily reflect those of architects and engineers for 9/11 truth.
Welcome to 9/11 Freefall. I'm the host, Andy Steele. Today we're joined by Cheryl Curtis. Cheryl is an all-star activist in the 9/11 Truth Movement, taking part in its important outreach efforts. She's been on the show before to talk about at least one of them, and she's also the host of 9/11 Wake Up Call. And if you don't follow her yet, then you need to find the show and start listening. And she's been doing it for a number of years, just like myself. She's an ally here. And this important struggle. Cheryl, welcome back to 9/11 Freefall.
Oh, Andy, great to be here. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, again, we always pick up new people. There's people waking up to 9/11 truth and all sorts of other truths all the time here who are new. So please tell our audience more about the show that you've been doing all these years.
Okay. Yeah, I did a conference on 9/11 in 2007, and Richard Gage came, and people, you know, the usual people in the 9/11 Truth Movement from around the country. And due to that, the radio station, the local alternative radio station, asked me to do a program, a radio show, and it was at the University of Hartford. I've been there since 2008, started in February of 2008, so I've been there 12 years now doing it, and I cover mostly 9/11 issues, but over time, I've broadened that, and I cover, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing, the assassinations we lived through in the 60s, which, you know, all seem like they aren't what we've been told. So the evidence is totally opposite of what we've been told on that, so there's a lot of censorship on all of those issues. And then, of course, 9/11 is a big censored item. And so that's basically it. I did a few panels at the Left Forum with Kat from New York City. We did a few panels several years in a row on the Deep State and involved 9/11, and we got censored there. And I'm also part of the Connecticut 9/11 Truth group here. And so that's sort of where I'm at with everything.
So if you don't live in Connecticut, but people want to listen to your show, how do we find it?
They can go to the station website, which is www.wwuh.org. So there's five W's, uh.org.
All right, five W's. That's a lot of W's, but a whole lot of truth. So I think we'll provide a link, too, here in the show description, just to save some people some typing here. So what really thrust you into 9/11, though, at the very start? Like, what really just made you say, oh, my God, this is something real, and I need to be at the forefront of it?
Yeah, in 2002, a friend of mine kept telling me that we'd been lied to about 9/11, and I didn't believe him. You know, I thought he was crazy. and then he gave me a book to read, and I looked at that, and I said, wow, there is something to this. And then I learned about there was a 9/11 conference in 2004 in Toronto. So I went to that, and then I was, like, really hooked. I said, wow, this is really, you know, we really have been lied to, and there's something to this. And from then on, I just started reading all the books that came out and doing the research, and then I got involved in putting on the conference in 2007, and that led to the radio program. And I did start out in the anti-war movement, and I found it very, it still is to me, sad that many people in the anti-war movement will not get on board with 9/11. They won't even look at the evidence, and they can even be mocking. And they're just, I don't know how you can be anti-war and not want to look at what caused the wars in the first place and think you can end the wars by not exposing that. I don't get that, but anyway.
Well, some things are more acceptable. That's why every kind of activist you see in some fictional movie, they're involved in bringing water to villagers or feeding children or bringing them medicine or something like that. These safe issues, anti-war, now there was a divide back in 2003 over that, but it was a more safe issue than questioning the foundation under which this post-9/11 world is built. And of course, the science of the destruction of these towers is so clear and in your face when you actually look at it, but so many people have refused to look at it. And hence why this movement exists. And I think we're making headway, and we'll get into some of that later. But let's talk about what's going on with 9/11 Truth and really the overall big picture of all alternative news regarding censorship of information that may question official narratives. And before I ask more specific questions, Cheryl, I just want your general take on what you see happening out there.
In the 9/11 Truth movement or people reacting to it?
Just overall with 9/11 information, and most of it now will be mainstream news coming up instead of stuff that used to come up before more readily. You have to search deeper and harder to find it. Of course, what's going on with purging of certain information, not even just related to 9/11, but also other things. I mean, this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, I think the censorship has really increased over the last 10 years, and I think it's totally amazing to me where we're at, but I would say that most things that the mainstream media tells us are false. I know Peter Phillips in his book, The Global Elite, talks about how 80% of the news comes from three PR companies that, you know, package it up and give it to them. So they're all on the same, same point on message, and it's all basically propaganda. And then what they're doing, as you said, where you want to do a search for something. So now if someone is curious about 9/11 and wants to learn, unless they know somebody who can tell them what sites to go to, they can't really find it if they do a search, unless they maybe, I don't know, go through page 20 of the pages offered. And I'm not even sure if it comes up then. But, yeah, so that's very disturbing. And the other thing I noticed they're doing is, in addition to deleting videos that they say, you know, don't meet community guidelines or something stupid like that, is they put, I noticed when I go to Global Research, if I do a search for to get to globalresearch.ca, that website, the first thing that comes up is an article that criticizes Global Research and says that it's a conspiracy theory website, which it totally, it's just a great website.